podcast of Universal Otterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 4 with verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again. Rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Rejoice, I say, rejoice in the Lord. There was a time in my life where I seemed frightened by everyday events, not knowing who was going to take advantage of me next. I always lived before knowing Christ in absolute anxiety, and I was always nervous, always filled with fright. Then the Lord began working on my heart, and I was filled with rejoicing, literally wanting to share the salvation of Jesus with anyone, anywhere, and anytime. My life felt the kindness of the Lord, and my anxiety left me completely. Now, I know it must be difficult to think that anxiety completely disappears, but it will when you trust in the Lord with everything, placing God first. This means your life in total. When you think of God as your Savior, you begin to feel the peace, passion, and persistence of God's only Son, where the life you lead seems to embrace thanksgiving for all requests you make known to God. For those you keep hidden, God already knows, and allows the petition of all prayers to be understood as long as you call on the name of Jesus as the only one who can fix anything, anywhere, anytime. This is the reason to rejoice. I will say it again. Rejoice as God's breath. Amen. Join me in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died for me, and I believe you rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who said that we pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Philippians 4. It's verses 4 through 7. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, God's Peace Surpasses Understanding. Always in the Lord rejoice. Rejoice again, say, shall I. Known kindness, your noise. Near is the Lord, or die. Anxiety, none behave. Petition, prayer, everything. God request, you grade. God's peace surpasses understanding. Hearts, he will guard. Jesus Christ, minds have. Soul's eternal living time card. In Christ, be nabbed. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 22nd, 2022. And I'm recording this morning early at 5:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us. My beautiful wife, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we always close with a prayer to our good friends, John and Marie, who lift up the name of Jesus in all things. Embrace the name of Jesus, and you too will find no anxiety at all. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We close at 6:03 in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.